This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use MMA199 for $1.99 domain or transfer.
Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 199.
Like doing some sort of karate 199, Ingo.
Wow, my name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and cocaine ridiculous.
199? Jesus, man.
Hey, speaking of $1.99, I'm fucking just Trump you right now. GoDaddy.com.
No way.
$1.99.com.
I don't
MMA
believe you.
$1.99.
I don't believe you.
Support the show.
So they go to GoDaddy and order their shit, and they put MMA199.
Yep.
And boom,
done.
$1.99 domains.
$1.99.
Or you can go to our website and also click the GoDaddy banner, and then do the same thing again. You know, and while you're surfing for porn, get your website. You know, one hand does this, the other hand does this. You got it. Well, that's the wrong way. That's a whole different thing.
Sorry.
But do that.
Right,
definitely. Okay. Yes. And there's more coupons for GoDaddy too. If you go to our coupons tab.
Yeah. You save monies.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, yeah.
News-wise?
Well, I'm saying, like, weather-wise. How about the fucking nice day we had, finally?
Beautiful. 70. I was outside planting. Well, I shouldn't say I was planting because I've been nixed from the planting. Apparently,
the association shut you down?
No.
No planting.
My wife shut me down. I broke some flowers. I gotta buy a new set of flowers.
How do you break flowers?
I have man hands. Here's what I realized. I'm good at carrying bags of dirt. I'm good at digging holes. Okay. And I'm good at providing the credit card that pays for said things.
Yep.
But I am not good at putting tiny, delicate little flowers into the ground and making sure they don't break. So I've given up on that last part. And we had a little funny about that today. I don't know. I totally fucked up some plants on accident.
That were outside that needed a little love.
Well, I was trying to plant them. And apparently I didn't do it correctly. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get situated. I wasn't quite fully show ready, but I said, fuck it.
That's fine. It's got the cargo pants on. If that's the kind of day it's been, then you're wearing cargo pants.
Oh, they're shorts. They're actually capris.
Oh, shorts. Sorry. Capris.
Nice. No.
Are guys allowed to wear capris?
No. What?
What if you're like, remember the old, like, 80s? They had those, like, what are they called? Bermuda pants? Remember those?
No.
They go just below the knee. I think you can still wear those.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like those weightlifter pants. Those things were the shit back in the day.
The hardcore with the crazy fucking, they're baggy and they had the crazy colors.
Yeah, I still got some.
Yeah.
I'll break them out if I have to.
You? I don't have any.
I don't have a need to break them out.
I retired
those. Would.
I used to wear those around the house.
Shit, yeah. They're comfortable as fuck. It's like I wear sweatpants every day, all the day.
Okay.
You know why? Because I don't have to go anywhere. I'm just saying. Nice. Just stay at home
all day. Just wear a robe.
I think that's a good move.
That's one thing I don't have in my wardrobe is a robe. I hear that's really comfortable.
Yeah, they are.
You just get into a robe.
You should get one. I got a. My brother bought me one once.
Yeah.
So I have this big black one with a hood.
Nice. You just chill out.
I usually only wear it on Christmas. Yeah. When the kids will wake you up at 5:30 in the morning.
That's every day
for Christmas.
Me. Every day for me. My son likes to wake me up at the piss early in the morning. 5 o'clock. But then Monday morning comes and he sleeps in. Fucker.
The bastard. Yeah. You should wake him up.
On the weekend.
Did you ever do that?
No, because
that's they wake you up, you give him a little payback and wake them up.
Yeah, maybe he was a teenager. I'll get him. Give him a few years. Not right now, because then he'll be cranky and I'll have to deal with that shit. And I don't, you know, cranky.
That's what the wife's for. Get him all dialed up and see ya, I got to go to work.
I don't work on the weekends, Matt.
I work every day.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
Yeah. So, do you have any news for us, sir?
Yes. Shaquille O'Neal wants to fight Jose Canseco, or Jose in some other circles.
Is he Brazilian?
I don't know, maybe.
He's from Brazil.
What do you think about it? You in?
I like it, man. Didn't Jose Canseco fight that big dude?
Hung Man Choi or something?
Get his ass beat really quickly?
In like 72 seconds?
Yeah. I'm down. That seems like a similar fight. I don't know. Yes. I think Shaq loses that one.
I don't know. He does have a video game. After Shaq Fu, Ingo.
Yeah. But Jose's pretty athletic, and he's still
on the sauce. Well, is this, are they going to drug test or not?
They shouldn't. Come on.
Well,
no testing.
That's true. No testing. But Here's the thing. If you're a Bellator, if you're a World Series of Fighting, if you're a 1FC, you should fucking make this fight happen. Because I tell you what, I'd pay $5 to see that on pay-per-view.
You would?
$5. Because everything is becoming, I don't want to say bland in MMA, but you need some stuff that's going to get me excited. And I think we need some fucking freak show fights. And I'm okay. In for a freak show.
I could buy that.
When's the last freak show we had? I don't know. Couldn't even tell you. Or a frack show, as I would write in my Word document.
It didn't correct you?
I don't have time.
Is frack a word?
Autocorrect.
Okay.
Yes. So, what do you got news?
Ooh, I happened to follow Boss Rutan on Facebook, mm-hmm. and he posted a couple days ago. He says, worst thing to happen to me. My hotel is like 1 mile away from In-N-Out Burger. I'm here 7 days, had 6 times In-N-Out. No! And he posts a photo. Have you had, well, you're,
no.
Dude, this is like the fucking crack
In-N-Out
cocaine.
Burger?
In-N-Out Burger. Oh my
yes,
God.
I did have that.
Oh yes.
20 years ago.
Delicious. Delicious.
That's the one where they have the limited menu, right? It's like you either get a burger or a cheeseburger. And
yes,
that's it.
But you can get like all kinds of like animal style and all kinds of weird shit. Mm-hmm. There's like a hidden menu if you know how to order the right shit.
Do you have to give a secret handshake?
No, you know the menu. Yeah. Anyways, it's all good.
I love In and Out.
It goes to show you that these professional athletes are human too. You know. It's fucking 6 times In-N-Out Burger. Come on, boss. What are you doing?
He's not fighting anybody.
I know, but Jesus, burgers and fries. I mean, the guy's crazy.
Who am I to say don't eat that?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it looks. Look at that. Doesn't that look delicious?
Awesome.
Oh my God, I want to eat that shit.
But it's always a challenge too, because I feel like I can cook better than some of these places go. Especially
you can cook, but
when it comes to the steak,
In-N-Out Burger. That's hard to beat.
Hard
to beat.
Hard to say.
Steak, I would give you. You know, I would say, though, we've had some good steaks, and I. So, that's for sure, in the past, couple years. If it's made well, then it's good. If it's not made well, obviously, then you're like, fuck, you just paid, like, how much money for a steak?
God,
and you're like,
ridiculous.
This fucking blows. Like, I can make it better at home.
Yeah, that's always a problem.
That's how you like it.
Done. Just straight up done.
You like your steak cooked all the way?
No.
You don't?
Actually, I go medium.
Do you? Okay.
Sometimes I go a little
bloody.
More. Depends.
I have had a blue steak before, too, in New York.
Blue?
Not cooked. Raw.
Huh?
Yep.
They don't, nothing doesn't even touch the grill once?
Nope. They bring it out to you. It's room temperature.
Hmm.
It's really weird. And, because they dry age it. So, like, if a steak is, what they do is, apparently, they hang the meat in this special room. Where it like grows like mold on the outside, and then they carve the mold off, and then underneath there is like this perfect piece of meat.
That sounds so unsanitary.
Dude, I'm telling you that it was like I was in heaven. I'm like, oh my God, it's so good. I didn't get sick. I mean, shit, whatever. They must know what they're doing. Mix a little booze in, you're fine.
Yeah. Well, that'll cure everything.
It's all
right?
Good. What else you got?
So, have you been watching this season of The Ultimate Fighter with
yes!
DJ Penn, Freddie Edgar? How's that going?
I think it's pretty awesome. I feel like both coaches are doing a good job. I think the fighters are, there's, was it last week or the week before? One of the guys was like, who I thought was like a real killer, overtrained, and then he got into the fight and didn't have any gas, all of a sudden. Mm. That happens. It's happened to me before where you like, you feel really good working out, but then you're like, I don't know, you can't perform, whatever. I like BJ. He's so laid back. Have you been watching it?
No.
Okay, it's good. Because BJ's like all like whatever. He's all laid back, and he's got Coleman in his corner. And, those guys are like working on their thing, and BJ's like, oh, yeah. He's like, he's so laid back. It's crazy. And then Frankie's got his guys like running up mountains, and the guy never stops. These guys are like, what the fuck? This is supposed to be an off day, and they're running like 10 miles up a mountain. He's like, active
That's
recovery,
shocking.
Guys. Active recovery.
So, will this make, if I was to watch the show, would it make me like Frankie Edgar more or less than I like him right now? Right now, he's like just ahead of Michael Bisping on my scale of likability.
No, he's a nice guy. He seems like, but it's obvious his work ethic is ridiculous. I mean, he was saying active recovery, and they're literally hiking up a mountain, And these professional athletes are going, dude, they're talking about they want to turn around because it's too far. And he's like, it's only another hour up to the top. It's like, another hour? This is supposed to be our off day. What are you doing?
Are these, what weight class are these fuckers?
Are they 205ers.
Yeah, let's push the 205ers like a fucking, what, a buck 35, buck 45? Fuck. Yeah, that's what they need.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, out of the season, I think out of the season, you're going to see a future champion. Some of the guys are really good.
And well, I can see that because 205 is probably, I'd say, next to heavyweight, the thinnest weight class.
Yeah, at the moment, for sure.
Yeah, at least in the US.
Especially, it seems like a lot of guys at 205 that were dominant once are either getting too old or they've dropped weight classes. You know, like talking about like Machida and all those guys.
Yeah.
Like, they're just dropping down, trying to cut weight. So it's good. I like it. There's not a lot of bullshit. It's just fighting. Good.
You know,
the fights have been good, exciting. You know, so
maybe I'll look into it. Maybe. What else you got?
News-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Woman gets caught on tape filling the office milk carton with her breast milk. Have you seen this?
No. Is she showing? Is there breast this is?
Well, we don't
Does
get to
she look good? What is this about?
I don't know. She's making coffee. Hold on. I thought I had this queued up. Sorry. What's she going to do? Here she goes. Here she goes.
What the hell? Whoa! And she happens to be wearing a thong. I'm not buying this. This is a setup.
I have a couple things that I'm not sure about if this is actually true or not.
One, the camera.
Number one, the camera. Number two, the thong. Number three, she just had a baby. Who looks like this after just having a baby?
Very rare.
Yes. Number four, I don't know. Anyways, apparently the backstory is that supposedly people were drinking her milk or something, and now she's putting breast milk in her own milk.
And what's wrong with that, though? It's like you're giving them a more nutritious supplement there.
Not necessarily. Have you had breast milk before?
Yes, I have. And okay. It's delicious.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's a little bit sweeter than the normal milk.
I'm not interested in the breast milk. I draw the line. Draw the line.
Fuck that. Draw no lines. Breast milk good.
If you want to Google it, I don't know if Matt will put it on the show, but just Google.
It will depends.
Woman gets caught on tape filing the office milk carton with her breast milk. Just women breast milk office. It'll get you there.
Pity juice.
There's no real like nudity. Nothing. Except
no,
the
just
thong.
The thong.
But I found it interesting because it seems like this kind of shit happens more and more. And you shouldn't fuck with people at the office and eat their shit because, you know, I've had people heard weird stories of people doing weird shit to their own food because people are always eating it.
Well, why would you put your own food in a refrigerator? Because first off, I'll put a refrigerator in my office or under my desk.
Yep.
That's where it starts. And then you don't have to worry about that.
Well, no one would eat your food anyways because a normal human being doesn't want to eat vegetables and meat, you know? So it's different, like, if you had, like, this non, like, healthy shit, you know?
People, I hear you.
You know?
But I would never put my food in all the time where I've worked somewhere. I would never put it in a community area where anybody else had any kind of access to it.
Yeah.
Just from my own safety standpoint.
Okay. Well, I do, but most people don't want to eat my food
either. I don't trust anybody. Fuck that. Yeah. They taint you. They try to kill you.
It's all good. Rub my cock in it. Jizz in there.
Okay, I like the jizz in my own food too. I don't know where this is going, but I like
fluids.
It.
It's all good. What else you got for us?
Moving right along. So
back to MMA.
Steve Paul had a suggestion the other day. We haven't played this game in a while. The build Mary your best MMA fighter.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So you want to start with that, or
you want me to go?
Yeah. Start throwing some things out. What do you think for?
Best MMA fighter?
Like, if you want to go with jiu-jitsu. And do I need to call it Brazilian jiu-jitsu, or can I just say jiu-jitsu?
Jiu-jitsu is good. It makes it more broad. I would say right now, for me, probably Jacare would be ahead of Damian Maia, just because I think his jiu-jitsu is definitely potentially better.
I think that's fair.
In MMA, yeah. Do you want to go jiu-jitsu? What do you got?
I'll go the same. I'm not going to disagree with that.
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe striking. I like me some of the John Jones. Maybe I'll keep the eye pokes in.
John Jones with the eye pokes?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the creativeness.
Okay.
I like that a little bit. What do you like for striking?
I got to say I'm a big fan of Anthony Pettis. I think He's mm-hmm. athletic, and he mixes it up, and he reminds me of like John Jones because he never brings the same thing, and he makes people think he's going to do one thing, but then he does another, and he's very unorthodox yet effective with the striking, for sure. What about the wrestling?
Depends what kind of wrestling you want.
John Finch.
You want the, that's what I was going to say, you want the GSP.
Oh, yeah, GSP. Yeah,
probably, or the Yoel Romero.
Yeah, that's another
maybe.
One.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Chael Sonnen.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. Cardio.
Cardio?
Who the fuck? Oh,
who has God the best it. Cardio right now?
Oh, he's like Benson Henderson.
BJ Penn. No.
I don't know about that.
Just kidding.
Travis Brown.
Yeah.
I could do that too.
Cardio wise, Jesus, man. I mean,
Ben Henderson was always top of the game.
Yeah, he was. Ben Henderson.
Because anytime he ever fought, even after those 5-round fights, you never heard him out of breath.
I like Nick Diaz.
That's up there
cardio
too.
Machine. And recently, Matt Brown, which you know, is that the end of it? Can we segue into that?
No, I got some more. Okay. Sorry.
I think Matt Brown and Diaz have a lot in common.
We'll come back. Yeah. We can come back to Brown.
From the cardio standpoint.
He's next on the list.
Okay, good.
And then I would throw some leg kicks in. I like the Thiago Alves, the leg kicks. Those are tough.
Yeah, those are good too.
Like, you need someone like 170, because you could say maybe like Barboza too.
Mm-hmm.
Whack, whack. I like a welterweight, a little more meat on it.
Jose Aldo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to take some other ones. How about Hart?
Hart?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's too beautiful. I like Diego Sanchez. Jesus
Christ.
Definitely. You're not going to beat that. And even Matt Brown, too. Oh, yeah. Like, those two guys, you're going to take it to Hart.
Carlos Condit's on my list for Hart.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken some beatings in his career and come back. And I mean, Rory McDonald, who else? GSP, I mean, Johnny Hendricks. I mean, he's... The guy's like yep. fucking, he's a machine. So
how about the elusiveness of like a Caleb Starnes?
Oh yes, who still happens to be fighting on some. I think he's in World Series fighting now, isn't he?
I don't know.
One of those cards. Elusiveness.
Michael Bisping's emphatic, say no to a title shot.
Yeah, or his fucked up eye. I feel bad for that guy. Did you see his eye?
No. Who? Someone. Oh, Brendan Schaub was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and Rogan asked Schaub about, because he had trained with Michael Bisping recently. He asked him, like, how's that eye? He's like, his eye is fucked up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Apparently, he's got to put oil in it and all kinds of weird shit because it just won't tear or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's terrible. How's he supposed to fight Anderson Silva when he comes back?
I don't know. I mean, how's he supposed to, like, retire and have a normal life?
He can't be done, man. Let's get it going.
Yeah.
Who else? I like a little Mark Hunt. For his post-fight interview skills.
Okay, yes, definitely. No nonsense.
I don't want a Dan Henderson forearm shiver, too.
Yeah, knockout power overall in the history. Who's your number one, like, guy who you know could fucking knock anybody out anytime?
Henderson.
You think Dan Henderson? I got to go Chuck Liddell. I think those guys never fought, did they? They should have. That would have been that would have been a good one. Back in their primes, but yeah, Henderson too. Unfortunately, though, you know, Hendo is getting old.
Yes, and he's coming up later in the show.
Yes.
So all right, so let's move along. Let's talk about the Matt Brown. We didn't get to talk about it. Matt Brown, Eric Silva fight.
Yes.
Where that was fight of the year, I think, probably
so far,
or at least a contender for sure.
Yep.
And it's one of those fights where, goddamn, Matt Brown is getting beat on early. It's hit the body and gives up the back. He's defending that first round. And then just puts the fucking pace on Eric Silva. And Silva just wilters under it. And
couldn't do it.
He's took so much punishment. And that's one of those fights where if you get me off my recliner yelling at the fucking TV, like, you win. Like, you win.
It was exciting.
Holy shit.
It was exciting. And, you know, he definitely showed that. You know, he said he was going to do that. He said he was going to take him all the way in the deep water, you know, just drag him kicking and screaming into a cardio match and just pace, pace, pace. And even though he got beat up in the first, 2-3 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, he came back, and then after that, it was all the Matt Brown show. It was amazing.
Except for the random body shot here and there that was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
God damn, that guy's a fucking warrior. And what a dangerous fight. We talk about that a little bit. Because Matt Brown, I think he was 7 or 8
yep.
ranked at the time. You're fighting a guy who's ranked 14 or 15, so it's really a lose.
And he was the favorite in that fight, wasn't he, Silva?
Yeah. Matt Brown was the underdog, which yep. was fucked up. But he comes through and fucking gets $100,000 in bonuses, which was great.
Oh, yeah.
So I think he made like 180 something for yeah. that fight.
Well, I remember reading an interview from this past week, him saying that he actually was letting Silva, he wanted Silva to hit him in the face because his body was so fucked up. He was like, I figured it was the lesser of two evils. Please hit me in the face.
Hold it tight. Come on, man.
You know, because he didn't want to get body shot again. He knew another one could put him, you know, put him out. So,
and then you're just hoping, like, come on, Matt, win. This is a guy who's always been there, and he's, anytime he gets close, like, something happens, he gets injured. Like, he's scheduled to fight Carlos Condit, got injured, and then he had to fight, you know, Silva.
Yes.
So, like, what do you think next? As you're talking about Nick Diaz?
I love Nick Diaz. Fight? Well, apparently it's going to be Nate Diaz, potentially, is what I'm hearing.
Nate will get destroyed. Nick's got a chance.
Yeah. I don't know what the story is. Those two guys, they've been removed from the roster, apparently. Nate has, anyways.
Such bullshit, too.
They're playing some weird games, but yet Dominic Cruz, who hasn't fought in, like, fucking 12
Three
years.
3 years. If not 12.
Still on the roster. I don't know what's going on. It's a shame because how long has it been? We haven't seen Nick in the cage in almost 2 years, right?
It's close to it. What was the last fight with GSP?
GSP.
Fuck.
That was the last fight.
And that's right there. I can't even see what number that says. UFC 1, let's say 58 or 60. I can't read. It's got to be 58.
Yeah, it's been a long time. That was like 30 UFCs ago.
Oh, my God.
Well,
they do one a weekend now, so it's like 30 weeks or so.
Yeah.
Or two in a weekend. Fuck's sake.
I don't know. I'd like to see Nick Diaz. I don't want to see Nate, because Nate, I think, is much better at 55.
Yeah, at 70, he's not big enough. The guys destroy him. So.
Yep. Especially at Matt Brown, who's dangerous on the ground, dangerous on the feet, has plenty of cardio.
Yep.
What are you doing, man?
I'm stripping down. Okay. Fucking feet are hot. I'm sweating. Nice. Sweating balls already.
Okay.
So, if we can't get a Diaz fight, I'd rather see the Nick Diaz fight. It seems to make sense.
And I'm all over that.
That's a fucking sellable fight. If we can't get that, you have to either give Brown, like, the winner of Lawler versus Ellenberger or McDonald versus Woodley. But it kind of depends on where does Hendricks come back at. Because I don't think you can give Brown the title shot right now. I think he needs another fight.
He needs a top five guy.
And I think I'm leaning more towards the Nick Diaz fight the more I think about it. Because, goddamn, those sons of bitches are just going to stand on a trade. Neither of those guys really wants to fight a wrestler at the end of the day. So just let them fucking go out there and hammer it out.
Yep.
Done. Nick Diaz, I'm in.
Chin versus chin, cardio versus cardio.
Goddamn right.
Whatever happens,
that could be
Fight of the century.
You gotta keep up again.
Five round war.
Shit, yeah.
They both die.
Only if you're lucky.
That gets us into UFC.
I'm gonna go Bellator 120.
Bellator. I mean,
I was bored the other day ago. I'm sitting around and watching the prelims on Spike. Fuck it. I'm buying this event. I wasn't planning on it. I cracked open a beer, sat down, and I was mildly entertained. So I'll just give you some of my thoughts on.
Okay. I did not watch it, so.
You missed out.
All right.
I will just say this. The first thing they need to do, they need to get some fucking better opening music, because it didn't bring me in. I'm just kind of like, ho-hum. You need some more cowbell. Fucking more cowbell. Second thing, thank you. Thank you. They're swearing like wildfire. I love it. Love me a pay-per-view with some swearing. UFC, you could take a note from Bellator. And at times it was a little too much, but sometimes too much is...
That's right.
But yes, thank you. What else was good about it?
How were the ring girls?
Juicy. Jade looks like she's been putting on some weight in the right places.
Yeah. Putting on the Ritz.
You know what I'm saying. Eating
them crackers?
Yep. Oh, good. She's probably 4'2", for all I know. They usually are. A lot of really funny, awkward pre-fight interviews from Frank Shamrock.
Okay.
He was there interviewing everyone. And this is right before they're going to fight. So he's there asking him, so how do you think you're going to beat Rampage King Mo? I don't know. I'm gonna beat him.
Did he have braces still?
No, he's all straightened out. And, okay. And then he'd always give this like shit-eating grin when he'd look back to the camera, like,
"Bing." Did he have like a fucking?
they should have binged him. Bing. Like, look at these pearly whites, motherfucker. That would have been classic. That's great. And the only other thing, I think they just need to pick up the pacing between the fights.
Yeah. Cause
they actually went over the 3-hour time span.
Okay.
And they had spent 20 minutes filler from the fight before the Tito Ortiz fight till that Tito Ortiz fight.
Okay.
Oh, my God, you're killing me with all the promos and the promos of the promos. But it'll get better with time. I mean, for a first effort, like, as far as, I think the fights are what saved, I'm not going to say saved the production, but the fights really delivered for me. And it was a lot of weird fights that I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to watch and see what happens, and enjoyed it. And
fucking good, enjoyed good for it. You. What was your favorite fight of the night?
Let's see. Probably the Ortiz fight.
Really?
Because that, I think that was probably the bigger upset. I don't know.
Did he look good?
Brooks fight. Well, it went fast. It was 40 odd seconds. And, you know, Shlemenko, it's a tough fight because he had to move up and weigh. And I think he weighed in at 201.
Didn't they make him gain weight, I read, or something yeah. weird, right?
Yeah, because he normally fights at 85, so he had to move up.
Huh.
And Tito looked about 3 weight classes ahead.
Oh, really?
Fucking, okay. Tito's got to be like 220 fighting Shlemenko at 200. And, you know, he's going for a takedown. He gets the takedown. And as soon as he gets the takedown, you see this look, Shlemenko's face, like, oh, my God, I just got taken down. And he got the arm triangle right away, fucking put him to sleep. That's it. So I don't know if Tito's back, but fucking submitted someone again.
Okay. Is he still the Huntington Beach bad boy?
No, he's the people's champion. And let me bring this up, too. He had the weirdest walkout I think I've ever seen. He had a row of kids lined up with the punishment hoodie where it's, I think it's the blue hoodie with the white flames, and almost like worshiping Tito as if he was a dictator coming out to this fight. Fucking weirdest
Maybe
scene ever.
That's how it feels.
Is he Hitler? What the fuck is going on here? I don't know.
Tito.
Yeah. It was very bizarre. Okay. So they had that going on. You had Michael Page, who was doing some Matrix type shit during the fight, not making any fans. He's looking away during some of that fight, and then bop, bop. Like, oh no, the whole crowd is booing this motherfucker. And then, who was it? Jonathan Snowden, I think he had the best tweet about his performance. He said, "This guy, Michael Page, is the most glorious asshole. On a card with Tito, LOL, and Rampage, he's the king of assholes. So cool." I like that one.
That is funny.
What else? I got to look back through here. Oh, the Will Brooks, Michael Chandler fight. I think that was a close fight. And Chandler, I feel, won the fight. But Brooks got the split decision. And I'm not going to be upset because it seemed like this Bellator card, which this is the weirdest scoring I think I've ever seen, at least in a long time, where they actually favored the striking more than the wrestling.
Nice.
And for me, I'm all for that because mm-hmm. taking a guy down and holding him down should not win you a fight,
nope.
Period.
I agree.
And then you move in. Oh, and then that, since Eddie Alvarez is the champ, he was supposed to get the, per his contract, the next shot at Chandler. But now Brooks wins. And Eddie Alvarez can still demand a fight with Chandler, which would be weird because Brooks is now the interim champ.
Okay.
So they're kind of in this quandary. Like, what do you do? Do you have, I guess it goes back to Alvarez. Whoever he wants to fight next, he's going to kind of get.
He goes to UFC.
Fine. We have to rework the contract straight to UFC. Done. And then you had King Mo versus Rampage where, again, I love the decision in this fight. King Mo said he's going to come out and bang. What does he do?
Fucking wrestling. Takes
Rampage down first thing.
Of course.
And then in the stand-up, fucking Rampage is murdering him. And it was round one, King Mo, round two, Rampage, and round three, probably King Mo, but for just taking a guy down and holding a guy down, didn't win you a fight. So Rampage gets the decision. Some people call him blasphemy. And then King Mo goes off and says, everybody's dick riding and this and that. Bjorn Rebney, you're dick riding on Rampage, and I don't care if you cut me. Like, whoa, this guy's going fucking off. Good for him. That'll sell some pay-per-views, or if not, get you cut from a fucking Bellator. So
you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I had some good times. I think they need to cut the price by $5, though, for the pay-per-view. This is $45. You got to get down to that $39.99 point. And I give it a solid 8.5 out of 10.
That good. Okay, excellent.
And then Joe Warren gets the best quote of the night with talking about the next guy he's going to fight and says, stop being a pussy. Fuck pussies, all this stuff dropping out. So overall, I like it. You can swear. I think that's a big plus. UFC, you could take a page out of that book. So trying to be all prim and proper, fuck it.
Broke.
And then just work on the pacing. Pacing and maybe some new intro music. Some Megadeth in there. Some fucking stem.
Stem.
I think the UFC has them locked up. But did they drop that music from the UFC? Maybe Bellator should just take it since they got all the previous UFC fighters. Like,
could be.
I'm all in.
Take their entrance music.
So I enjoyed it. Kudos to Bellator for their first pay-per-view.
Nice.
They should go the freak show route, though. More freak show fights.
Okay. I can get behind that.
All right.
Can we take a timeout?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you mind?
No. You have the piss?
Yes.
All right.
And we're back. UFC 173 brought to you by DefenseSoap.com. Offense wins matches and defense keeps you on the mat. Matt?
Nice. That's where I like to be kept.
Yes. Go to DefenseSoap.com. Use code MMANOTES for 15% off your order.
That's right. ChamWow.
It's like, didn't that guy get arrested or something?
Yeah, he got beat up by a hooker or something.
Nice. All right, so UFC 173, Barao versus Dillashaw, happening May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in MGM Grand Arena, Las Vegas.
Is this the card of the year? Oh, my
Nevada.
God, it's so epic.
Well, here's the thing. I think this card had a headliner change like four times, right?
Wasn't it Belfort versus Weidman, then it was Machida versus Weidman, and then it was not them.
Yes.
How's that?
Sounds correct. And I think Junior was going to fight Stipe on this card, too.
And then Stipe's fighting Maldonado.
I think so.
Maldonado's moving up to heavyweight to fight him, which makes no sense.
I don't know what's going on. But this card was pretty much cursed. Shall we get into it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Robbie Lawler.
Ruthless!
He's 22-10 with no contest versus Jake.
Juggernaut!
Ellenberg. He's 29-7. What do you see going on here? See how I just fucking...
You sound very excited about this.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not very excited.
On a card, this is the one fight I'm actually happy about and excited about.
Okay.
These guys have 36 knockouts between the two of them.
Okay.
That's insane.
So fired up. You go. I can't even control
36
myself.
Knockouts between the two guys, okay? Yeah. I don't know. It's like the problem I see here is that, you know, someone's getting knocked out. I don't know who's getting knocked out. It depends which Ellenberger shows up. Lawler's been on a tear. He's been looking real solid.
Ellenberger that fought Jake Shields.
You think that's who's going to show up?
Hopefully.
Not the guy who got jabbed to death in his last fight. Like, I should say.
Who's that, Rory McDonald?
Yeah. It's fucking like, bing, bing, bing. It was brutal. Yeah. And I think even Dana was like, this is horrible. This is the worst fight ever. But Rory was trying to win that fight. Not
point fighting. Yeah.
But I like both guys. They're both exciting. I think the over-under on this going past 2 minutes is under. That just is my prediction. So I think it's going to be over fast. And that will be fight of the night and knockout of the night all in one. Because the rest of the fights, I don't know what's going to happen. What do you think?
Did you say who's going to win yet? Or did you tell you who's going to win?
Lawler
first
knocked
round
out.
KO.
Someone's getting knocked out. I don't know who. Right, I can't decide.
Fine. I'll pick Jake Paul.
I'll pick Jake Ellenberger.
Great. Signs point to yes, Robbie Lawler. Next fight.
Wow.
Sorry.
Okay. Fucking,
we're moving right through.
Yeah.
They got the right slide. We got Daniel.
H-Bomb!
Daniel. Not that one.
I'm confused.
The other one.
What's
Cormier.
What's his nickname?
DC. He's 14-0 versus Dan.
H-bomb.
Thank you, Henderson. He's 30 and 11. Okay.
We are professionals.
Fuck yeah.
So what do you think's happening?
Here you go. This is going to be short and sweet. So Henderson, this will be the first fight post-TRT. And he was making some valid points when he was talking about TRT recently, saying that
he needs
it. He was saying that he thinks that the Nevada State Athletic Commission was kind of uneducated in the way that they went after TRT use. Because look at the people who were actually on it were the people who needed it, and those were the people that got tested the most. So now you're going to a completely unregulated thing again where you don't really test anybody except for a piss test that everybody knows when it's going to happen and everyone can beat. So it's like, it's a common sense test. Are you stupid or not?
So he doesn't have to stop TRT is what
he's
saying.
No, he doesn't have to. Did he? Probably. But in essence, these guys don't have to, and now they can be on fucking Jesus loads of this shit. And I hope they are. Fucking A. They should be.
Okay.
Not if you're under 21, kids.
Yes.
That's an adult decision.
It's bad for your health.
But Henderson looked like shit in his last fight.
Against Shogun?
Yeah.
But until the end.
Apparently, sometimes this is all you need. Thunder. Not a fool out, man.
Crap, lightning, and piss thunder.
That's true.
The other way around.
Whatever. You're gonna eat lightning. You're gonna crap thunder.
That's it. Thank you.
I remember. Thanks, Mickey.
Yeah.
And then Cormier is coming off that win over Pat Cummings, which, I mean, that was his first fight at 205. And you didn't get to see much. And Cummings still got on short notice and just got railroaded, but that was to be expected.
Yep.
So I think this is one of those fights where a post-TRT Henderson I don't like, especially seeing how he looked like shit in the last fight. And I think Cormier's speed is the difference maker in this one. And I think Dan's going to get knocked out in the second round. Which Dan? Henderson. Dan Cormier with a second round KO.
You think Cormier is going to knock him out?
Yep.
How many knockouts? I'm checking right now. I don't think he has a lot of knockouts. Oh, he does. He have 8. Interesting. Did not know that. Okay. So you're picking Cormier by knockout?
Yep.
Round dose?
Second round.
I'm going to say this fight goes to decision. I think Henderson's still tough. Hard to knock him out. I know it's happened recently. But, I mean, I don't think – I really was not impressed by Cormier in his 205 debut against a guy who – may or may not have, should have been there in the first place. So, Dan Henderson obviously getting older. I agree with you. The TRT is a big factor for me. I know he says it's not a big deal, but I think it's a big deal. And he didn't look
That's
great.
Kind of weird. All these guys are saying that too.
Well, you don't want to give your opponent like, you know.
Oh, the TRT is not a big deal.
I'm so depressed.
My level is 200 now.
like Vitor.
My God, 200 is low, Vitor. You feel great at 200? What the fuck were you on before?
Yeah.
1,000. Well, plus I'm 1,000 load. Was normal?
Who else is that? Overeem said the same thing. It was like 100 something, right?
Why? Just tell him you feel like shit. Cry. Yeah. Tell the truth. You're off the sauce.
Yeah, I don't see this going well. I think Dan is going to spend most of this fight on his back, unfortunately. And I don't think Cormier is going to try to box with him because that'd just be silly because, you know, there's always that danger of that right hand.
Yeah.
So I think Cormier plays the take him down and ride him out game. And 3 rounds of that, Cormier by decision. It's going to be boring, unfortunately, I think. Sadly.
Magic 8-ball. Cormier. Moving right along. See if I can pronounce his name right this time. We got Henan.
Does he have a nickname?
I don't know.
The Baron.
Yes, he does. Oh, Barao. He's like ShamWow. I made a note to myself.
You win this ShamWow.
He's 33-1 with one no contest versus TJ.
The Viper!
Dillashaw. He is 9-2. What is he going on here?
You know, before we get into that.
Go.
I want to... Never mind. I can't think now. I heard of a name recently of a guy that used to fight on the XFO locally. He was called like the meat something.
The meat tenderizer?
No, it was close to that though. I just think I thought it was a fucking.
The meat puppet?
Anyways. See, I'm trying to be funny and it's just not working. Never mind. Did you ask me what's happening?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me how this epic battle is going to go. against a guy who hasn't lost in 9 years.
Well, the question I have is Dillashaw is definitely a great athlete, but his big thing was is that, well, I've been working with Faber, who's fought Barao multiple times, and I'm like, yeah, but he got his ass kicked twice. So, I mean, what are you learning from Faber? I'm not sure. He seems to think that he's learned something secret that Faber didn't use in his fight. Well, if it was...
Didn't work out, because he lost twice.
Like, hello.
Once by decision, once you know, by first round
I'm not sure. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And Barao just looks ridiculous. I mean, he's fast. He's unorthodox. He's all these things. I don't see this going well for Dillashaw. I'm going to say Barao via knockout. I think this is going to be over quick. First rounder, in my opinion. What say you, sir?
Well, I'll say Dillashaw, his striking looked a lot better in his fight against Easton, where he was really mixing some shit up. So you're seeing the Dwayne Ludwig effect, but it's not enough. Barao's on another level. And TJ Dillashaw may be good, but Barao is great. And I think we're at this point again where I asked for it years ago, and we finally got it in some of the divisions. Like, Barao needs to move up in weight class, and I think Aldo needs to move up in weight class. Mm-hmm. And fucking get both of them drop their belts so you can have it mixed up, because these guys are too dominant in their areas. It was like when you had GSP being so dominant and you had Anderson Silva being so dominant. And now, with both those guys kind of out of the picture, Weidman puts Anderson out of the picture and GSP puts himself out of the picture. It's opened up so much more interesting fights that you weren't going to get to see as title shots now. So kind of want that to happen in these lower weight classes, but I don't see it happening until these guys leave the weight class, unfortunately.
Correct.
So I'm just going to say, you know, third round KO by Barao. I mean, his takedown defense is pretty fucking stellar, so you're going to have to fight him standing. And you think Dillashaw is going to beat him standing? I don't see it.
No. So no chance. No chance.
I'm going to go with the third round KO. Barao.
I like it. 8-Ball says.
And Jake 8-Ball is delightedly so. Decidedly so, even. Barao.
Okay. I found the name. It's,
go ahead.
It was XFO1. There was a guy on the card called the Meat Truck. The fucking meat truck. Love it, dude. It's one of my favorite nicknames. I don't know why, but it cracks me up. The Meat Truck. Is a heavyweight guy.
He called himself the Meat Wagon. That was from Tommy Boy.
Was it?
When he's... You're trying to sell the brake pads to everybody. And he smashes the car in. He says, in rolls the meat wagon. Oh, my God.
Did you ever see that movie where Joe Rogan was in it with the MMA
Which
movie?
One?
The one with the...
Here Comes the Boom?
Yeah, did you see it? Was it good? Should I watch that?
Yeah, it's a family movie.
Is it really?
Okay. Watch it while family. Everyone loved it. They wanted to watch it again.
So. Okay, I'll have to check it out.
Got a little Bass Rutten in there as a main role.
Little Mayhem Miller. Who's supposedly making a comeback.
He was, you know, and we were talking about the Bellator, he was doing the wrestling training for Rampage and some of the promo shit.
Yeah, Rampage, well, that's who said. Rampage said that Mayhem Miller is making a comeback.
He's good
like,
for him.
He said that him and Miller have bonded, and he's just like Rampage is making a made a comeback. He's going to...
Is it, anybody even sign him? I guess Bellator seems to be the right place then.
Why not?
It'd be smart.
Yeah.
He's a good guy to have.
I always like Mayhem. He's crazy, but, I mean, he's got some skills. I just don't. Apparently, he had some injuries that he was dealing with when he was fighting in the UFC. And you know.
He didn't. Yeah, he looked hibbish when he was in the UFC. Something was off.
Yep.
It's like Michael Bisping slipping off of a table on Ultimate Fighter.
That was awesome.
Opposite coaches.
Epic. Epic.
Or would that be a copyright infringement? Seems like a lot of that going around of late. Ass nuts, Ingo.
Go for it.
Who's it brought to you by? Bulletproof Coffee?
Bulletproofcoffee.com. You can go to bulletproofcoffee/...
UpgradedSelf.com/MMA Nuts. I think this is the last week that you can get 5 off of 20. So you better go to our site.
What happens after that?
Disappears in fart and wind.
That sucks. Sometimes farts in the wind don't disappear. They even linger.
Linger factor? At 13.
Okay. Those are the worst.
All right, here we go. Felix Manuel Pena. Does it seem that Roy Nelson is getting Bellator's attention with his tweets? He's tweeting a lot of shit.
Seems that he is.
Almost like he wants to go to Bellator.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. He never likes the UFC.
No love from Dana?
No. Remember how he had to get on the UFC? He had to go on the fucking Ultimate Fighter show.
Yeah.
Many, many years ago.
I feel like Roy maybe doesn't care that much about money. He just wants to, like, live a Burger King lifestyle.
That's fine. I wouldn't mind with that. And that's a good strategy for the Bellator. To get, you know, build out your heavyweight division. Start cherry-picking UFC fighters. Why not? You know, they haven't really pursued anybody, it seems like. They're almost waiting. I'm not, they're waiting for rejects, but did you, because Rampage kind of left on his own. Tito retired.
Yep.
I'd just start cherry picking people.
Why not?
Build your heavyweights. Go after them where they're weakest. Ryan Smith asks, how do you like Matt Mitrione as Stefan Struve's comeback fight?
Well, didn't Mitrione call Struve out when he had the whole heart problem and all that business?
Yep.
So I think Struve would love that. I like it.
Struve's going to fucking destroy him.
You think so?
Shit,
I don't
yeah.
know. Mitrione's got a pretty big right hand. I think Struve's been susceptible to that in throughout his career. And that could end badly
Brown.
For Struve. It could end badly for Struve, but
I don't know.
On the ground, I think one thing Mitrione has none of is ground game, and if Struve can get it down there, it's going to be big trouble for Mitrione. It's interesting.
Yeah, well, if Schaub submitted you, I think Struve's going to fucking submit
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I like it.
Gustavo Ribeiro, what about three? I'm going to have to redo this question for you, sorry. Name three UFC fighters that are okay, but would be huge in other promotions.
That are okay?
Yeah, okay UFC fighters. I got three for you.
Go ahead.
Michael Bisping. He's okay. Uh-huh. You put him in somewhere else,
he's huge.
Be your champion.
Okay.
Costas Philippou.
Okay.
And this one's questionable, but I'm going to say it anyway. Fucking Donald Cerrone.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I see what you're saying about Cerrone.
Because he's yeah. he's better than okay.
Yeah.
And you could argue that for the other guys, too, but, you know.
Okay. I'm going to have to go with Roy Nelson as one. I think that's,
yep.
since we preluded to him earlier. Who else would be? I mean, I'm trying to think of guys who haven't had a championship who are just okay. I mean, like a Nate Diaz, I think he's always like
yeah.
a guy that gets close, never quite gets there.
And he'll sell fucking pay-per-views.
Absolutely.
A lot of interest. Because you got to think of it from a marketing standpoint, too.
Yep.
Like, who's sellable?
Yeah. And then what's the third guy? I don't know. Can't think of anybody else. Good question.
I got another name. I'm not going to say it. I can't blaspheme.
You got another name?
Can't blaspheme him. Moving right along. Rodrigo Machado. Mark Hunt. Who, yeah. in your opinion, desperately needs a face turn or a heel turn? He says his picks are John Jones needs to turn full heel, and Rousey should go face.
I disagree on Rousey. I
in
think she plays
face.
The heel well.
She does.
Keep that shit going.
So Miesha Tate turn heel?
No.
She's too clean.
She's too nice, yeah.
People, my daughters love her.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I showed them the Ronda Rousey-Miesha Tate fight. And then I have to point out, now look at this poor sportswomanship of Ronda Rousey. Has the opportunity to shake a hand, but refuses to shake a hand.
Not going to
do
it.
Never do that, kids. Like, oh, we don't like this Ronda
never
Rousey.
Never go full retard.
Yep. See, we talk about that. Once you do it, you never go back.
That's right.
Yep.
Who should go full heel?
Well, it seems like a lot of people flirt on that edge. And John Jones, if someone's got to do it, he needs to do it.
Yeah, he should just go for it.
Chael needs to go face, and I think he's getting mad because he's kind of becoming that with this Vanderlei Silva shit.
I have not watched it.
I haven't either.
Did you watch it on Fight Pass?
No. But it seems like Silva's becoming the heel, and Chael's becoming the good guy now, and he's trying to change
it. Oh, yeah.
That.
Even Comprito, I was talking to him. He's like, dude, you'd be so surprised.
Brazil loves him.
He's like, Brazil loves this guy. And he's like, it doesn't make any damn sense, but... they love him. He's like, I'm talking to my friends from back home, and they're like, they love Chael. They think he's the best. And he's like, I don't know how that happened. He's like, Vanderlei is crazy. He's like, this guy, I don't know what he did to himself, but he's stupid. He did it to himself.
Yep.
Like he's one of the most nationalistic guys in the whole country, and somehow he turned the entire country against him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because he's acting crazy, and he's like... he's like, I love Vanderlei, but I don't know how he did that. But I mean, it just Chael somehow, and I think it's probably in that whole aspect. It's the whole intelligence level. Chael's too smart. Like he can play either side. It doesn't matter. And you know, if you're gonna give him one or the other,
yeah.
he just goes for it. I thought I read something about Chael went to some wrestling guy, right, to learn how to deal with Vanderlei, because he was expecting Vanderlei to be the positive guy on the show, and somehow Vanderlei.
Yeah, yeah. And you're telling him he had to shoot. Forgot who that was. But some professional wrestler.
Yeah, yeah.
Personality.
Some legendary
or
guy or whatever. But yep. It's interesting. I haven't watched it. I don't have Fight Pass. I know you do.
Yeah, and I'm using it so much that I'm about to cancel it.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the Xbox app. If it comes out, I'll probably subscribe.
It's $10 a month. I have used it to, you know, show my daughter some of the early UFC stuff.
Like, does they have fried shit on there?
I think it is. I haven't dug through everything yet.
I'd sign up for that just to watch the old Pride fights, because, you know, there's some good stuff out there.
I think the challenge they run into with anything that's not UFC is that they have to go back through and edit the music and edit sponsors and do all sorts of weird shit. So.
Why? Just because?
I don't know about licensing agreements over time. Maybe you can only have it for X amount of time. Because even look at the UFC events. When the guys walk out, they have their walkout music. And then if you actually bought the DVD,
it's different.
Completely different music.
Yep.
So you can only license it for a night, but not on a fucking DVD.
Interesting. Okay.
Which sucks, because you should be able to stream it with all that shit, you know. If I save it on my DVR.
You're not supposed to do that.
If I don't, what?
It's illegal.
Well, then it shouldn't let me. I'd fucking do it.
It does let you, but it's illegal.
Why?
You're not supposed to record it.
Well, that's not my fault. That's a Comcast fault.
I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I'm just saying technically you're not supposed to record
but
it.
But I want to rewatch it.
I know.
I've paid my money.
I know. For the live broadcast, this is all gray area. Nothing happened. We don't allegedly.
My DVR records it with or without my knowledge.
Yes.
Moving right along.
Because it's cunty.
It is. It's a Comcast DVR. I think it's terrible. Stuart Harrison. King Mo used to be such a promising prospect and champion. What do you think happened to have him on such a steep decline?
Didn't he have a staph infection?
Yeah, he tore his ACL and he had surgery and he had a terrible staph infection.
I think that's what
happened. Ever since that, he hasn't come
back. Never been right after that.
No, and then I think he got a spinning back fist knockout.
Yes.
And then he lost again the decision, and then he lost to Rampage. And you should have seen the look on his face. He's got his tiara on inside of the cage, and then they announce it, and he's just, what the fuck? And he was so pissed off. I thought they were going to throw down again in the cage, but looks like those two are headed for a rematch.
I thought they were friends.
It doesn't seem like it. Huh. But who knows? You know, they're both professional wrestlers on the TNA network. Or something.
He's fucking around with people.
It is. Justin Dr. Von Carter. He's got a plethora of questions. We'll start with number one. How do you think the game would change, and who would be champs if soccer kicks were allowed in MMA?
I don't think it would have that huge of a factor.
I don't know. Shogun used to be the champion.
I know, but he's got to get guys down and put them in that position, and he's not really been doing that. So, I mean, it's a way to finish a fight, but I don't know.
I'll be open for some soccer kicks. I feel like we need something injected. I feel everything is getting a little bit stale.
Yeah.
And if you can't get TRT, why not some fucking soccer kicks?
12-6 elbows?
Yes. Just open it up. Okay. Open weights.
Open weight. I like open weight. That's good.
Follow-up. Since the UFC owns the trademark to Pride, if they put on a pay-per-view using the old Pride ring logo rules and everything with their current roster of fighters, do you think it would sell better than their current pay-per-view?
Yes.
And would you watch it?
First one would be huge.
Fuck yeah.
I'm in.
Just do. You can't do it in the States, so you do it overseas somewhere. All I want, I would take one event a year. Are you kidding me? I bet you could sell 2 million pay-per-views.
Pride rules?
Yes.
Yeah, big-time fighters?
And I know a lot of these fighters would sign up for it. A lot wouldn't, but a lot would. The real fighters will sign up. The John Joneses, not so much.
Yeah.
Pride rules?
You got Cerrone on that motherfucker.
Unless you can eye gouge. Can you eye gouge?
Nick Diaz. You get some.
Shit, yeah.
You get the crazy guys.
You get the real fighters.
Yeah.
Shogun's all for that. He'd be in.
Pride rules, Vanderlei Silva.
Fuck yeah. No drug testing either.
No.
I don't care. In fact, we encourage you to do it.
Yes, please.
If you two were in prison with any two, what two UFC fighters would you want to have your back when you shower and want to be your cellmate? And Matt Cyborg isn't an option here.
cellmate.
So you're in jail. You need to pick two UFC fighters to kind of watch your back. Who are you taking?
Probably going to take, let's see, the biggest possible, Mark Hunt.
Oh.
And, who else? I'm going to have to go for heavyweights.
Oh, you can go. I got my choices.
For sure.
Mine are based on ethnicity to protect my white ass.
I'm going
to
take Mark Hunt because he's some sort of black. And then I guess I'd probably take you know what? I'd probably take a Rampage because he's kind of hood. He's a little gangster.
All right. I'll give you a pass on that one because he used to be in the UFC. That's a good choice because I was thinking about him. But he wasn't UFC, so I had to write him off in my notebook.
Okay.
Nick Diaz is number one for me.
Because he's crazy?
He'll shank a bitch if he has to.
Okay.
And I need someone that's willing to go over the line for
me. Okay,
I
can see that.
And bring me into the Mexican Brotherhood. And then I might take a little John Jones. If I can't take the Rampage, I'll take a John Jones because he ain't afraid to fucking play it a little dirty at times.
Okay. I don't know how Jones would do in prison.
I think he'd do just fine, actually.
You think so?
Yep.
Okay.
Because look how dirty he plays it now with the eye pokes and the kicks to the knee.
Okay.
Are you kidding? If you give him no rules, you tell me he's not afraid to throw down.
Yeah.
But I would take Rampage over John Jones, though. I think that's a safer bet. I want someone more street.
Yeah, he's very street. I think he'd be fine.
Yes.
Plus, he's strong as a bull.
Yes.
Guy could fuck people up.
Yes. And then I'm covered. Let's see. You want to close it out with this one? Fine. Last question. Who do you think has a Mandingo dick in the UFC, and who has a milk dud penis? My picks for biggest dick are Mark Hunt and Ronda Rousey. For the smallest dick, I say Bigfoot Silva and GSP because of the aliens.
I think smallest dick, Michael Bisping.
What?
I don't know. I'm just.
Well, maybe
who
wants
to talk about? Who even wants to talk about this? This
is like, I don't know.
What a fucked up question.
Bigfoot.
I don't know.
Bigfoot Silva has the biggest cock ever. Okay.
Probably.
He has to. If he had gigantism. Everything's bigger.
I'm not sure about that.
What? You tell me his dick didn't grow?
I don't know. Scary.
These are the things we contemplate.
Who has the biggest dick? I don't know. Who cares?
That's it. Done. That was the last question.
Yes. That'll bring us to... No?
Yeah. You got anything? You got?
I was going to get your take on Game of Thrones from last week. What do you think?
Pretty good. I still feel this season hasn't lived up to the other seasons. I still feel like I think they started too big, and ever since that first episode, none of the other episodes have been up to that level for me.
I felt like last week was like one of those like, wow. I mean, the Tyrion scene, you had the scene, the whole the shit that was happening prior to that up north, and I feel like there's going to be a major event happening in the next one or two episodes. And I really dug last week. I thought Tyrion is one of my favorite characters of all, in the whole series. And I mean, he really was like, fuck everybody. Mm-hmm. He's like, fuck you all. You know, even to his girlfriend, he's like, you fucking whore, like all this, like, fuck you. Like, you know, so I'm excited about it. I think hopefully we're done with the quiet kind of stuff, and I don't know what's happening. There's so much shit going on, it's like hard to keep track of everything.
Yeah, there's too many stories running, and then each week we're not keeping up with each story, so I'm kind of getting lost. Like, okay, where's the dragon lady? Where's
they didn't even show us Jon Snow last week, right? I don't think
they might have, but it's all blurry right now.
Yeah, well, I wonder why.
I don't know. It's usually late, and I've been drinking this cocaine coffee and
something.
Little cervezas.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Amongst medicine. Other things, being highly medicated. But
it's neither here nor there.
Yes,
that's it.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Inga Weigold.
Matt Griffith.
See you next time.
Thanks for playing.